There are heroes whose names we never hear. A dedicated army of quiet volunteers, reaching out to feed the hungry, reaching out to save the land, reaching out to help their fellow.
This morning's show, I would like to dedicate it to Amantic Fitzgerald Bradford Jr., also known as EJ, of Birmingham, Alabama, Mr. Charles Holgan of Hueytown, Alabama, and Aaliyah Golston of Russellville, Alabama. All of them have recently lost their lives, and I'd like to remember them right now, and you take a second to think about these folks and their families and people who loved them and pay them the respect that they're due. Mr. Holgan was a band director at Pittman, and I'll be talking to his daughter, Terry, later on in the program. This morning, I have Mr. Michael Gardner with MediShare. He's Senior Communications Director, and I'll be talking to him. We're going to get that started right now. Welcome to the program, Michael.
Thank you, Mark. It's good to be with you.
Michael, tell us about MediShare.
Today, we have more than 400,000 members all across the country, and since 1993, they have shared collectively $1.9 billion of one another's medical bills. And the program is great, a great solution for a lot of people, but you know, so often I think people think about us as an affordable Christian in health insurance company, and that's really not the case. The heart of the ministry is really much more about having kingdom impact and helping people do that. So, you know, the whole heart of what we're trying to do is to help people free up resources so that they can fulfill God's calling on their life, whatever that looks like. You know, we have members who tell us that they're able to foster children, adopt children, start ministries or small businesses of their own, go back to Bible colleges, those sorts of things. And that's really the heart of the organization, is to try to help people do more with the resources that they have and make a difference.
You covered it just a little bit, but we are talking about helping people.
Yep.
And, of course, the Mark White Show is about trying to encourage people and inspire people and ultimately help them. Do you know any stories that you might share that somebody experienced MediShare and they had a burden that came on them that MediShare really came into play and helped their life?
Absolutely. I mean, we have these happen every day. And if folks want to check out our website, which is MediShare.com, they can see testimonial videos from members over the years there as well. I'll give you a personal example. I'm a MediShare member. So is my wife and our children. We're all MediShare participants. And my wife actually just had surgery. And so more than 100,000 members came alongside us to share in her medical bills, which was really an awesome thing. Typically in the past we had used it when we go to the doctor's office, showed our MediShare card, you know, got discounts on that medical care, and then paid our medical expenses, and you know, and then to have a need like that be shared in was absolutely awesome. And to see prayers come from people as well. You know, people reach out to me, you know, on our mobile app that we have and say, is there anything I can pray about? So that's what people experience every single day. Well, you know, when a need is shared, you can actually communicate with the people that you're sharing with, and the people that are receiving that sharing can communicate back with you. So we have people praying for one another, sending each other cards and notes of encouragement. You know, and that community sense is really the heart of the organization and the heart of the program.
Well, Michael, let's talk about you for just a minute.
Sure.
Who is a major influence in your life for you to want to help people to be a part of this organization, to make a difference in people's lives yourself?
I mean, obviously, my faith is hugely important to me, you know, and that's the case here at MediShare as well. I worked in the provider side of healthcare for a number of years in the home health and hospice arena, and you know, I really felt a calling to do more, and I didn't know what that was going to look like at the time. But you know, I felt God calling me to do something different, and I thought, you know, I was going to maybe go into seminary or go into the ministry, and just really prayed about it and said, you know, open a door, and I'll walk through it. And you know, through a long series of events, this is the door that opened for me, and I've been here for about 4 years right now. So, you know, it's really hard to describe what a day here is like, because, you know, it starts with prayer. Our week starts with prayer on Monday morning collectively. You know, we have people, groups of people praying for members all over the building at all times of the day. You know, there's a digital display board right outside of my office that has, you know, the names of some members on it that we ask, you know, our employees to pray for members as well. So, you know, that spirit of prayer is really the heart of the organization. And, you know, to find a place like that is really, really, I think, pretty special.
I'm guessing you had some pretty good people to raise you.
I did. My parents are awesome, and I'm definitely, you know, planted the seeds in my faith. And over the years, I've had people, you know, teachers and mentors who have helped to water that as well. So it's, I just count myself really blessed to be where I am today. God put me exactly where He needed me.
And it definitely takes a supportive wife to be there beside you.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and to see her kind of walk through this process with MediShare has been great. The support that we got was incredible, because she, you know, she owns her own small business, and you know, really was in the process of trying to figure out what to do with that. You know, how do you deal with a small business, how do you deal with kids, and deal with, you know, some sort of a pretty significant medical need all at the same time. So, you know, to see the people come alongside us and do this whole thing was incredible. But yeah, I mean, my wife, my kids, my parents, you know, I learn an awful lot from my children every day.
You know, there's a lot of people out there ask a lot of questions about MediShare. I'm sure there's somebody there to answer those questions for them.
Oh, there absolutely are, definitely. So, you know, there are a couple different ways people can learn about the program. They're welcome to go to our website, which, as I said, is MediShare, MediShare.com. They're welcome to go to that website and learn more there. They can see pricing information. They can see, you know, testimonials from members, learn more about how the program works. But, you know, it is quite different from health insurance. And, you know, even if somebody new coming into the program, I remember the kind of questions I had, because, you know, we use different language. We don't use insurance language.
Yes.
And so people really sometimes, it helps to have a conversation with a person, you know, who can help do that. So folks are welcome to call us, and that phone number is on the website. And we have people here all the time who can explain to you what this might look like for your particular family, you know, for your situation, and how it might stack up. We want people to make sure they have the best informed decision that they can. At this time of the year when folks are making healthcare decisions, that's a big decision that can impact your family and your budget and your healthcare for the upcoming year. So we're happy to answer questions anybody might have.
Right. And, you know, there's a family right now out there listening who is on the fence about whether to take health care or not. They maybe didn't have insurance, and they're thinking about MediShare. What's the message that you would have for that family who's listening right now that's uncovered with any type of benefit?
I mean, you know, it's a risk to go without anything at all, and this is a solution that really works very well for a lot of people. There are all kinds of extra benefits that we have and things that we offer for people as well. So, for example, there are dental and vision discounts available. We also have a telemedicine program, which I've used, you know, as a parent with two small kids. I've used it probably 10 times over the last 18 months. So you can actually use your phone or, you know, a video phone to talk to a doctor 24/7. And the doctors are board certified in your state. They can actually diagnose a problem, treat it, prescribe medication. So, you know, from clicking on a button to see a doctor to getting a text message from my local pharmacy, you know, is maybe a 30-minute proposition, and there's no additional cost. So that's something we added about 2 years ago to help really reduce the out-of-pocket expenses, you know, that our members have. And, you know, as a parent, it's really worked out well for us. No, I would just encourage people to explore their options. You know, there are all kinds of new things out there and new ways to deal with healthcare. MediShare is a really great solution for a lot of people, but if you're interested to hear if it might be the right solution for you, visit us at MediShare.com or call in, and we are happy to answer any questions you have and help you make the right decision for your family.
Thank you so much for joining the Mark White Show today, Michael.
Thank you, Mark. I really appreciate it.
We've been talking to Michael Gardner. He's Senior Director of Communications with MediShare. And when we come back, we will be talking to Rashad Wilson Billingsley. He was actually at the River Chase Galleria on the night of the tragic shooting, November 22nd. We'll be talking to him. And I want it to encourage and inspire people. I'll also be talking in the same segment to Terry Anders. Her father was Mr. Charles Holgan. As I stated before, this show is dedicated to E.J. Bradford, Aaliyah, and also Mr. Holgan. So I want to be able to talk to both of them, and I hope that their stories will encourage and inspire you. I hope you'll stick with me. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person, spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially, in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Paying too much for your water bill is the pits, but you know what they say, when life gives you the pits, dig a well. The solution is to call my friends at Commercial Drilling today. At CDI, customer service and a handshake still mean something. Give them a call at 256-679-8181.
You know the drill.
Are you tired of all the games, gimmicks, pressure, and huge commission fees from real estate agencies? Twins Realty is too. For great value and excellent service from a local family-owned business, call Kenita Hall with Twins Realty at 256-337-1606. Whether buying or selling, Kenita will personally tailor a solution perfectly suited to your real estate needs. That's 256-337-1606. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, member of Alabama High School Athletic Association, the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. Our new campus opens January 2019. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Athens Bible School.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the to the oceans, wide with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my
As I stated at the first of the show, this show is dedicated to the memories of E.J. Bradford, Aaliyah Golston, and also Mr. Charles Holgan. I also want to recognize Sergeant First Class Eric Michael Edmond. He was 39 years old. Army Captain Andrew Patrick Ross of Virginia and Dylan Elchin of Pennsylvania. They were killed Tuesday after a vehicle they were in was struck by an improvised explosive device in the Ghazni province of Afghanistan. I want to honor these heroes by recognizing their sacrifice, and of course, their families have made sacrifices as well, so let's keep those people in mind. On November 22nd, Black Friday, there was a tragic event there at the River Chase Galleria, and one of the heroes of that night was Rashad Wilson Billingsley. Rashad is in the Alabama National Guard, and he provided care immediately to Molly Davis, 12-year-old Molly Davis, who was shot in the back. I wanted to recognize Rashad on this show. Of course, this show is about education, it's about encouragement, and it's about inspiration. And Rashad's story should encourage you and inspire you to get out there and make a difference, to find the ways that you can make a difference as well. So right now, I'd like to welcome Rashad to the Mark White Show.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you having me on here.
Yes, sir. And I know that you responded not to gain attention and not to get any kind of exposure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
What was your background prior to this happening where you had knowledge to help take care of Molly?
Well, like I said, you know, I'm in the Army, and you go through this course at basic training, which is about 2 to 3 weeks in this whole course of strictly medical training. And, you know, once I seen what was wrong with her, I knew how to react and I knew how to treat it just from that training.
Well, tell me this, to serve in the military and to have that desire to serve your country and the state of Alabama as a National Guardsman, it takes something special inside, whether you join law enforcement or the military. Tell me about some people that played a role in your life to cause you to have that desire to serve.
Right. Actually, my Uncle Willie, it's my dad's brother. He served 22 years in the National Guard Army. And while I was at basic training, actually, he passed away from lung cancer. But he was my whole reason of joining the Army, because he would tell me all about the benefits and just a good way of, you know, retiring, a good career to live your life at.
Well, and of course, everything in our life plays a part to a certain point. And when you think about your Uncle Willie and you think about the opportunity, the door that opened for you to help Molly, of course, we could give credit to Uncle Willie and his influence on you. And I know that you'd like to do that, too.
Right. Yeah, I would. I would.
I know that you have a supportive mother. Tell us about her.
Yeah, my mother, she's very supportive. No matter what I do, even sometimes if she don't agree with it, she still has my back on and she's my number one fan.
And I've seen pictures of you and her, and she looks so proud of you and knew. So many of your friends said that you were in the right place when you were. They just knew the heart that you had, that you were a servant to fit into the military and do what you're doing now.
Right, right.
And also a lot of people out there that wanted to thank you personally for what you did for Molly. I know that it's very much appreciated by their family as well as those who have seen what you did there at the mall trying to help her and just thankful that she's able to be home now.
Right, right, right. Me too. You know, just like everybody said, I was at the right place at the right time. And, you know, because of my training, that basic training, you know, I knew how to react to the situation and stay calm and keep my composure, and as well as make sure that she was fine and, you know, that she didn't injure herself anymore by, you know, moving around and stuff. So,
yes.
You know, Molly, she's a brave, brave, tough little girl. She held up very well.
Have you gotten to speak with Molly?
Actually, yes, I have. I'm actually, I've been talking to her mom and her sister, yes.
That's terrific. Well, I'm glad. And that right there is a connection that will be there for a lifetime, and they'll be lifetime friends. I know that that'll be a great relationship. And the biggest thing about the Mark White Show, and I told you this via some messages we sent, is to first off educate people, encourage them, and inspire them. And what you did is just an encouragement to other people that they can realize what their potential is and what when opportunities open its door to them to take those opportunities to try to help other people no matter what it is, if it's a little girl laying on the ground needing help or if it's changing a tire on the side of the road. We just need to find where we can make a difference in the lives of others.
That's right. That's definitely right.
And this will be an inspiration to a lot of people. I know there's many, many people out there that are thankful for you. They're praying for you. You've got a lot of people trying to get in touch with you. But my objective is to say thank you first off. And then second off is to let your light shine to other people so that they get out there and make a difference themselves.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
One of my good friends over in Hueytown, Daryl Crockett. Daryl Crockett owns D's Tamales. He wanted to feed you. So you get down to D's Tamales to go. I'll send you the information, and he will hook you up with some food.
Wow, that's awesome, man.
Hey, he makes some great tamales, too. I used to have a tortilla factory, and I went down to Birmingham, and I had some chips, and I went into his restaurant for the first time in Hueytown, and I gave him chips, and he gave me tamales. It was a good trade.
Wow.
So we're gonna hook you up with some wings and some tamales, so I hope you enjoy that.
Oh, I really appreciate that. Yes, I really appreciate that.
Main thing, I want you to know that you're appreciated. And when you cut through it all, it was just you trying to make a difference. And you stepped up and just did what your training taught you to do. And you did it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm very thankful. You know, everybody's calling me a hero. And, you know, me, I don't really see it as me being a hero. I just see it as me being in the right place at the right time. And, you know, I know everything happens for a reason, and, you know, God put me there for a reason. My reason of being there is to help Molly. And, you know, I really appreciate, you know, everything that everybody's doing for me. You know, I owe it all to the man upstairs, though. I give him all the credit, you know, because, you know, without God, you know, I wouldn't be here today. And, you know, I just want to give him all the credit.
Absolutely. Well, and I know you'll keep your head on straight. And you've got drill duty this weekend, so you better keep your head on straight.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
They'll set you straight.
Oh, yeah, they sure will.
Well, I appreciate your service to the state of Alabama through the National Guard. I appreciate what you did for Molly, and I just appreciate you as a person and your humbleness, your humility throughout it, and I just wish you all the best, and I hope you enjoy those tamales and wings.
Oh, I most definitely will, man. I really appreciate that.
All right. Well, we'll be talking to you again real soon, Rashad. I appreciate you, buddy.
Okay, you have a good one.
All right, you too. Take care. And that was Rashad Wilson Billingsley. Enjoyed having him on the program. Of course, he is a hero because of his heroic effort when Molly Davis was on the ground, shot in the back, 12-year-old Molly Davis. He used his training to help save her life until paramedics could come and take her to the hospital. She's now at home. Also, at the same time, as I dedicated this show this morning, want to remember Emantic Fitzgerald Bradford Jr., also known as EJ. Of course, he was shot in the tragedy there at the River Chase Galleria. He was mistaken for the shooter. And my condolences go out to his family, his mom and his dad. I have reached out to his mom and his dad as well and paid my condolences and my respects to them. It's a tragic event that happened there, and there's positives and there's negatives. We can take what we want to out of it. If you look at the positive and think about what can come from a tragedy like that, there's a lot of people who worked very hard to get peace to that community and that area. And also you think about what Mr. Rogers said about look for the difference makers, look for the helpers. And that's what we want to do. And right now I'm going to go talk to Terry Anders. Terry Anders' father, Mr. Charles Holgan, he was actually band director. He was a music teacher at Pittman Junior High School. When I was there, it was Pittman Middle School in Hueytown, Alabama. So I want to welcome Terry to the program now. This past week, Mr. Charles Holgan passed away. He was a big influence on a lot of students at Pittman Middle School, Pittman Junior High School. Those students learned to play instruments because of him, but not only that, he was an encouragement to others, an inspiration to other students. After his passing, many people came and posted messages about what he meant to them, and I wanted to speak to his daughter about him today and just give a little bit of insight into what Mr. Holgan meant to other students and as well as the family and friends. Terry, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Thank you.
Terry, I know it's been a difficult time losing your dad. If you would just tell us about your dad's legacy and what you feel people should know about him.
His legacy goes far back. He was at Pittman Junior High for 34 years, so 34 years of classes. He taught me, which I was very blessed. He taught most of my friends. He just had such a passion for music, and he would go to the elementary schools in the area and start with the fifth graders and the fourth graders, teaching them about, you know, passion of band, and a lot of them chose to go that route. And, you know, he would start them in music. It's a discipline that you have in many areas, a discipline of being on a team, a discipline of just structure, and not only that, but just the learning of the actual, you know, music and learning to read music. And so he started that so early, and a lot of kids went on to college and play in college bands because of it. Some of them, you know, chose to do other things, but he definitely started that passion and just started that. And I watched it through the years. He was the first middle school band, I believe, in the county to march. He would carry the band on the field and let them march.
Wow.
And just participate so much in every event of the school. And he was a big disciplinarian in the school, so not a lot of people liked him for that, but he was just such a prominent person in the school, everybody knew my dad, and he was just so special and just such a authority figure, and I was just grateful to have that as my dad and very proud of him.
I wanted to share one of the posts from one of his students, Janine Lowe. She said, "Mr. Hogan cared about children. I had zero natural talent and a terrible speech impediment. Tongue-tied, lazy tongue, he recommended the flute and allowed me to be in the band in fifth grade. I was always last chair through high school, but the band changed my life." Those are the type of comments that I've been reading people posting about your dad. What does that mean to you when somebody says that about your father?
Oh, that's so sweet. And I believe that's the same lady that's one of my customers now at the pharmacy. And I didn't know that. But I've heard that a lot, that he brought out a special confidence in, you know, people that they didn't know that they had, because he treated everybody just as a rising star almost, and showed them their potential. They would try out for different instruments, and they may just want to do one, but then actually develop a passion for another because he showed them they were better at another instrument than what they really wanted. And so when somebody kind of shows you something about yourself that you really didn't know, you tend to grab onto that, and you tend to kind of, you know, just really excel in it. It's pretty special.
Yes, Brindella Chandler brought that point out. She said that she wanted to play the flute, but he insisted that she play the clarinet. She said, "Needless to say, I excelled." So he knew what he was doing, and he knew how to get them adjusted to where they fit.
Sure.
That's great. And you know, we've got a lot of teachers in our lives that we appreciate and people that made a difference in our lives. And teachers have a major impact on young people. And I know that your dad did that for young people. He had that influence on children. And I just wanted to honor him today on the show and recognize him for the influence that he had on so many people.
That's so sweet. I really think our society today does not put enough emphasis on excellence. And everything that you do should be about excellence, whether it be for the Lord, whether it be at your job, with your family. But my dad started that a long time ago, just demanding that his students excel, I mean, for excellence. I mean, that was his total thing. It showed in his scores for when they had competitions, you know, when they had concerts and, you know, whatnot. I mean, he really pushed those kids for that excellent score, and it showed. But it showed in his whole entire life. He always taught me excellence in everything.
Terry, I appreciate you joining me this morning. Of course, remembering your dad today, Mr. Charles Hogan, and what he meant to students. And thank you so much for your time to talk about your dad. I know it's a difficult time for you, but I appreciate you being willing to come on the show and talk about him and remember him today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It was an honor, and I really appreciate you doing this for our family.
Absolutely. Thank you, Terry.
Mm-hmm.
And today we do honor Mr. Charles Hogan and what he meant to so many, including myself there at Pittman. When we come back, we are going to have Mr. Glenn Coffey Sr. He is the father of Glenn Coffey Jr. Some of you sports fans know the name Glenn Coffey. It's a very familiar name. He's going to talk about the book that he and his son wrote, There's More to Life Than the Pursuit of Money. I'm looking forward to that segment. I hope you'll stick with me. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. If you are looking to sell or buy a home, I would encourage you to call Kanita. Call Kanita at 256-337-1606 for all of your real estate needs. You can also find her on Facebook at Kanita Hall Realtor, as well as twinsrealtyco.com.
Call Kanita.
Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama for over 12 years. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
Since 1930, McCleary Tire in Athens has been your one-stop, on-the-spot auto service headquarters. I'm going to let my friend Casey Harbin tell you all about it.
We do undercar stuff, tires of all kinds, commercial, implement, lawn and garden. We do all kind of chassis work, front end alignments, shocks, struts, bearings, oil changes. We do air conditioning work, starters, alternators, tune-ups, engines, transmissions. We do it all.
Located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens. Give them a call at 256-232-2630.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123. Tiffin Motor Homes is a proud sponsor of The Mark White Show. Tiffin Motorhomes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorhomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motorhomes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Roughing it smoothly.
Courageous Living Books is dedicated to exploring the number one bestseller of all time, the Bible. Our adult class curriculum is extensive and offers both topical and textual study guides that are easy to read. Their goal is to bring truth to life. Author Wilson Adams has a passion for writing, for turning the complex into the simple. Your study will be enriched and your spiritual walk will be enhanced. Explore the online bookstore at CourageousLivingBooks.com. Enter the coupon code RADIO for 10% off your first order. That's CourageousLivingBooks.com, coupon code RADIO.
Courageous Living Books.
Losing a loved one is difficult, and many times dealing with the estate of a loved one makes it even more challenging. If you're facing what to do with the home or land of someone you love, give Kenita a call and let her walk you through the process. 256-337-1606. Kenita Hall Realty.
Tradition, you're listening to the Mark White Show. This is Neva, also known as Kava, in Fiddler on the Roof. That's the movie version.
Heroes come in every shape and size, making special sacrifices for others in their lives. No one gives them medals, the world don't know their names, but in someone's eyes, they're heroes just the same.
When I think about that song, I think about fathers and sons spending time together and the impact that they have on each other. I miss my daddy. He died in 2016, September the 5th. He passed away of cancer. But there's a special bond between your fathers. My granddad, who raised me, Lynn Hedrick, he passed away over 20 years ago, and there's not a day goes by that I don't think about him and the powerful influence that he had on me. And one important thing about fathers and sons is to spend time together. And Mr. Glenn Coffey Sr. and Glenn Coffey Jr. did spend some special time together to make a book called There's More to Life Than the Pursuit of Money. And of that book, Mr. Glenn Coffey Sr. said, working on this book, I had no idea of the blessing that was waiting for me. And I imagine that that blessing entails a lot of different things. Mr. Glenn, is that correct?
Yes, sir. It is, Mark. And you know, our book, There's More to Life Than the Pursuit of Money, it is definitely truly inspired by God, you know. So we talk about Jesus a lot, and we talk about God a lot, and what an amazing topic.
Absolutely. And if you would, just tell us your background, Mr. Coffey Sr., and we know a little bit about Mr. Glenn Coffey Jr., but I'd like to know a little more about you.
Oh, I would love to. First, I would like to give a shout out to Mr. Rashad Wilson. That was just an amazing testament story that he told. You know, he's a veteran, and you know, Glenn and I, we're veterans as well. And we really lift up the military in chapter 15 of our book and chapter 16. But me, myself, I'm from Missouri. Don't hold it against me, okay? But most of my adolescence, I grew up in Missouri. And from there, I went to a junior college when I left high school. And from there, I went into the military and served in the military for 8 years. And after that, I became an engineer with Boeing Aerospace. And had the opportunity to work for the YMCA. And the YMCA really taught me a lot about human behavior, human needs. I really grew up a lot with the YMCA. And now I'm a full-time author, and I'm also an industrial contractor.
And you've actually been on speaking engagements about the book. And if you would, tell us how the book idea started, and then it developed to the point that we are today.
I would love to. That's a very good question. This platform that I have right now is one that God created. And what I mean by that, even the title of our book, There's More to Life Than the Pursuit of Money, is Glenn's famous quote, because when he retired, unfortunately, the media tried to devour him, right? And he was talking to this one reporter, and this one reporter asked him, why can't you be like Tim Tebow, get paid, and all at the same time? So Glenn responded, and he said, hey, first, I'm not Tim Tebow, and I simply submitted to God's will. In order for a person to have peace in their life, they must have God in their hearts, and my peace is serving Christ. There's more to life than the pursuit of money. So that's where the title came from. And when Glenn retired, you know, God came to me as well, kind of unexpectedly, you know. So when God started talking to my heart, he told me to tell Glenn's story. So what I did, I started verbally telling this story, but the short of power of God, I ended up moving to New Orleans. I lived there for about 3 years. When I got there, one of my neighbors, Mr. Don Butler, was in the movie business, right? And when he discovered Glenn was my son, he just became so excited. And he said, man, you need to write a book. And once again, to show the power of God, God was speaking through him, telling me, no, I want you to write a book. And once again, I'm just so thankful that I was close enough to receive God's message. And that's pretty much the origin of the book.
You know, as you're talking, I'm thinking about different things that happen in my own life, and people who are listening probably thinking about ways and things that happen. My grandmother always called it providence, and even this show where I reach out to people and try to encourage and inspire others, and we try to recognize young people who are going through difficult situations. We try to recognize older people, people in the middle, and we try to make a difference in the lives of others. And the way that things work out sometimes for us, you can look back and say, you know what, I know that God had a part in that and made that happen. And I know that's what you're saying there. If you would go into the book, and I know that my buddy Eric Butler is going to have you and Glenn Coffey Jr., are you going to be there as well at Doc's Gym in Rogersville on December 3rd?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Excellent. So both of you will be there December 3rd, 6 to 9 p.m. in Rogersville, Alabama. But if you would tell us, Eric felt like this book is a really great message for young people. Tell us about that.
Well, speaking about Dr. Butler, we had our press release party October 26th in Decatur, Alabama. And one of the blessing for me was when Dr. Butler came, he brought his son. I think his son is 11, I think. Dr. Butler brought his son, and one of my friends, Matt Adams, brought his son as well.
Oh, yeah. I played football with Matt.
Yeah, and this kid, the blessing for me is that their kids are on fire for Christ, right?
Yes.
So they knew Glenn was a famous football star, but they wanted to see Glenn because he was on fire for God. So those young men, they are decades ahead of their own peers already. That is so powerful, so profound. Me, when I was young, I knew about God, but I just didn't take God seriously, right? You know, so as I look back now, I realize I got into a lot of trouble because I did not take God seriously. And God knows us better than we know ourselves. God really wants us to be happy. Chapter 1, I talk about my adolescence, about growing up in a single-parent home. I talk about growing up in a somewhat dysfunctional home because my father passed when I was very young, right? So what does that mean? That means that I missed out on a whole generation of fatherly guidance.
Yes.
So, but the way I learned how to be a real man, a godly man, is from reading the Bible. And, you know, that makes God is so awesome. He always provides outlets, you know, for us to plug into so that we don't miss out on any of the fruits that he's prepared for us, you know. So I highly recommend the youth com, the youth or tomorrow's leaders, right?
Exactly.
So this book signing is going to start around 6, but I think Dr. Butler is trying to get all the, most of the youth are arriving around 5:30, you know, so they can meet Glenn Coffey, the godly man, you know, as well. But we're just excited about this big event because our book is just a tool. It's just like college football. It's just a tool that God is using for us to communicate with him. I mean, you know, God wants to score a touchdown, too. You know, God wants to do a slam dunk. He just wants to play ball with us. And our book is just a great tool that we can use to communicate with the rest of the world.
You know, when we think
show God's love.
Yes, absolutely. We think about earlier in the interview I had with Rashad, and he gave credit to his Uncle Willie. And, of course, we have those influences in our life. And as you said, you lost your father early on, but you became a father to Glenn Coffey Jr. And the influence that you had, the impact you had, beyond the celebrity status that your son acquired or any celebrity status that anybody acquires, there's always an influence. And they can carry that torch in a positive way or they can carry the torch in a negative way. And, of course, Glenn Coffey Jr. has decided to carry that torch in a positive way. And you alluded to what's the most important thing about the person. Is it the fact that they could play football or is it the fact that they're living for God, that is their direction and their path is to serve God?
Yes, I love that. I really love that. You know, God, he's just an awesome God, you know. Just I know I'm Glenn's father, but I feel that I can't take all the credit for it. I know his mom did a great job, you know. And I really give God the credit because, you know, as parents, while our kids are with us, it should be a prerequisite of them eventually being with God. And the reason in what in Genesis 2:24, the reason God tells us that a man will leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife and become one flesh, the reason God wants us to leave our parents is so we can develop that intimate relationship with him. Because parents, we can only take our kids so far. So God, he's waiting. That's why he wants us to leave our parents, you know. I know it's hard for us parents. Some of our parents don't want to give our kids.
I understand. Well, and you know, when we think about, I think about my Cora. She's 4 years old and how important she is to me, and I don't want to let her go. But as you state, you know, it is something that happens, and we think about our own children at those times, and we want them to grow up and to be strong people, and I know that that's what you want as well. I want to give you an opportunity to speak about the mother of Glenn Coffey Sr. and Jr.
Well, unfortunately, I'm divorced. I'm single, I've been divorced for 11 years, you know. But nevertheless, I felt his mom did a great job with Glenn, and Glenn was an awesome son. You know, he very seldom didn't give us any trouble. You know, didn't date until his later part of his senior year in high school. You know, he's just been a blessing, just an amazing kid, you know. So I'm just so proud that he's a young man. He's a very seasoned man. military background, the NFL. Now he coaches for Coach Saban at the University of Alabama.
Yes.
And he can't wait to share his story to the rest of the world. And I'm just so glad to be a part of his life right now. I think I'm a bigger fan of him now than he was when he was playing football, because he just ended his life for God, and I love that. I love it.
And something that we need to always think about, whether it was my little football career, I walked on at Alabama and played at Lauderdale County High School, those days end, our football days end, and then there's something else that we have to find in our life and an aspect that we have to find importance in, and the best thing we can do is to serve God in the best way that we can, and that's the best way, and the best life is to serve other people. The book signing will take place in Rogersville, Alabama at Doc's Gym December the 3rd, and that's 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. in Rogersville, Alabama, so I hope you'll make it out to Doc's Gym. Eric Butler owns the gym there, and he reached out and wanted to talk about the book signing, and I said, hey, buddy, I'll help you out. Just tell us how we can find the book.
Okay, that's a very good question. Of course, the book is available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Apple's iTunes. And, of course, you can get your signed copy there at our book signing at Doc's Gym December 3rd at 6 p.m. But for those of you that are abroad, you can also get a signed copy by sending me an email. My email is glencoffeesr@gmail.com. If you email me, I can invoice you through my PayPal account, and you can receive your signed copy as well. You know, Glenn and I, we pre-sign books, you know, so we can mail them out.
Yes.
That way as well.
Sounds very good, Mr. Glenn Coffey Sr., and I'm looking forward to a big event there at Doc's Gym in Rogersville, Alabama on December 3rd, and you said the young people are going to try to get there at 5:30, so get out to Rogersville, Alabama to Doc's Gym on Highway 72. You can't miss it. It's the biggest building, I believe, in Rogersville, Alabama. So, Mr. Glenn Coffey, I appreciate having you on the program this morning.
Hey, thank you so much, Mark. It's been a blessing.
Yes, sir. Be blessed. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
And that was Mr. Glenn Coffey Sr., father of Glenn Coffey Jr., and they'll be having a book signing, and it's about more than the pursuit of money in this life, and that's what the book is about. If you're interested in going, you can go to the Doc's Gym Facebook page. They also have an event there. You can reach out to them if you have any questions. When we come back, we're going to have a very special surprise for a very special lady during the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I hope you'll stick with me. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Tiffin Motor Homes is a proud sponsor of The Mark White Show. Tiffin Motor Homes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorHomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motor Homes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Roughing it smoothly.
Are you looking for a Bible study that will inform, encourage, and build your faith? Then the Courageous Living Book Study Series is for you. With studies for teens, college age, and adults, the Courageous Living Book Study Series is easy to read and understand. They will enhance a church's class curriculum or your own personal growth with God. Here's the bottom line. Your Bible studies will be deeply enriched. Explore the online bookstore at CourageousLivingBooks.com. Enter the coupon code RADIO for 10% off your first order. That's CourageousLivingBooks.com. Coupon code RADIO.
Courageous Living Books.
Since 1930, McCleary Tire in Athens has been your one-stop, on-the-spot auto service headquarters. I'm going to let my friend Casey Harbin tell you all about it.
We do undercar stuff, tires of all kinds, commercial, implement, lawn and garden. We do all kind of chassis work, front end alignments, shocks, struts, bearings, oil changes, We do air conditioning work, starters, alternators, tune-ups, engines, transmissions. We do it all.
Located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens. Give them a call at 256-232-2630.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Every pro on your team wants to work with a Husqvarna, and who can blame them? Husqvarna products are powerful, ergonomic, and packed with innovation so your crew can work quickly and safely in any environment. And now we're making it easier than ever to put a Husqvarna in their hands with our cost-saving fleet program, where commercial customers can save up to 20% on new equipment purchases. If you want more Husqvarnas in their hands and more money in your pocket, get all your new equipment through the Husqvarna fleet program. You'll get professional results and the power to save. Visit Greens Dependable at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-331-023. Find them on Facebook at Greens Dependable Hardware. Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama for over 12 years. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh bake.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown, because those dear hearts and gentle people will never ever let you down.
And we are back. Welcome to the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deeds segment. Let's do a little surprise for a lady over at Jackson Russellville.
We're having a great day here at Jackson. Patrick speaking. I'm helping.
Hey, Patrick. Is Pauline close by?
She is. Give me 1 second.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Here's Miss Pauline.
All right.
Hello.
Is this Miss Pauline Woodruff?
Yes, it is.
Hey, this is Mark White with The Mark White Show. I'm a radio show across the state of Alabama and wanted to talk to you this morning. I've had some friends reach out to me and tell me about how special you are giving out Christmas cards this time of year and how much they appreciate you.
Thank you.
Well, tell me what makes you want to give cards out to people and do that for folks at Jack's there in Russellville.
Well, when I was growing up, my grandmother and my mother went around the neighborhood when I was younger and passed out Christmas cards. It was the way you got to meet your neighbors. And I'm a hostess here at Jack's, and I decided, well, this is my neighborhood. So I started passing out Christmas cards. It's a way of sharing.
Well, that's great. And I tell you, a lot of people have reached out and said they have received a card from you. You realize how much they appreciate it, I think, by the comments that they make towards you. I know that they appreciate you.
Thank you.
I've got something for you. I know that you don't do it for any gifts or anything like that, but this is the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment on my show, on my radio show, and I have a $40 gift card that I would like to give to you from Greens Dependable in Russellville, Alabama. Do you know where Greens Dependable is?
No, I'm not quite sure.
Well, they're on Highway 43, right there across from the hospital. You know where the hospital is on 43?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, they're right across the street, Greens Dependable Hardware, and they have a lot of things to choose from. They may even have more cards that you could buy, but I've got a $40 gift card to give you as a way of saying thanks for just being kind to other people and giving out those cards there at Jackson Russellville.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for being a difference maker. Thank you for being an encouragement and inspiration to other people, Pauline. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You take care.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye. Thank you all for tuning in this morning to the Mark White Show. Again, this show is dedicated to Amantic Fitzgerald Bradford Jr., EJ of Birmingham, Alabama, Mr. Charles Holgan of Hueytown, Alabama, and Aaliyah Golston of Russellville, Alabama. I hope you'll tune in next week. We're going to focus a little bit on Alzheimer's, the subject of dementia and Alzheimer's. I have a special guest coming on the program next week. So I hope you'll tune in. Follow me on Facebook. We have over 9,000 people who like the Mark White Show now. You can join us, too. I appreciate that. And as always, I hope you have a great rest of the week, great weekend, and we'll talk to you again soon. Come back and tune in next time to the Mark White Show. Since 1930, McCleary Tire in Athens has been your one-stop, on-the-spot auto service headquarters. I'm going to let my friend Casey Harbin tell you all about it.
We do undercar stuff, tires of all kinds, commercial, implement, lawn and garden. We do all kind of chassis work, front end alignments, shocks, struts, bearings, oil changes. We do air conditioning work, starters, alternators, tune-ups, engines, transmissions. We do it all.
Located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens. Give them a call at 256-232-2630.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama for over 12 years. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Athens Bible School provides academic excellence through a strong college-bound curriculum for all students, offering high-level educational experiences with seniors having an average ACT of 24 and 36 semester hours of college credit. Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. Athens Bible School competes in men and women's athletics as a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. Our new campus opens January 2019. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Athens Bible School.
Paying too much for your water bill is the pits. But you know what they say, when life gives you the pits, dig a well. The solution is to call my friends at Commercial Drilling today. At CDI, customer service and a handshake still mean something. Give them a call at 256-679-8181.
You know the drill.
Tiffin Motor Homes is a proud sponsor of the Mark White Show. Tiffin Motor Homes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorHomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motor Homes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Roughing it smoothly.
Every pro on your team wants to work with a Husqvarna, and who can blame them? Husqvarna products are powerful, ergonomic, and packed with innovation so your crew can work quickly and safely in any environment. And now we're making it easier than ever to put a Husqvarna in their hands with our cost-saving fleet program, where commercial customers can save up to 20% on new equipment purchases. If you want more Husqvarnas in their hands and more money in your pocket, get all your new equipment through the Husqvarna Fleet Program. You'll get professional results and the power to save. Visit Greens Dependable at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-331-023. Find them on Facebook at Greens Dependable Hardware. Are you tired of all the games, gimmicks, pressure, and huge commission fees from real estate agencies? Twins Realty is too. For great value and excellent service from a local family-owned business, call Kenita Hall with Twins Realty at 256-337-1606. Whether buying or selling, Kenita will personally tailor a solution perfectly suited to your real estate needs. That's 256-337-1606.
Call Kenita.
All it takes is a point of light, a ray of hope in the darkest night. If you see what's wrong and you try to make it right, you will be
If you see what's wrong and you try